In the lives of the saints, the devil often lurks in the shadows, tempting, mocking, attacking. But only rarely does he dare to cross a terrifying line, to take hold of the body itself. One soul who endured this darkness was Blessed Maria Bolognesi. Those who lived with her said her life moved between calm and terror. At times, she seemed normal. At other times, something unseen gripped her, something cold, violent, and deeply wrong. When priests came near, she trembled. When holy water entered her home, she recoiled in fear. It was as if the sacred burned whatever held her. For months, her family tried everything. Blessings, prayers, pleas, but nothing seemed to work. Maria could barely approach a church. And once, as she walked with friends towards the parish of St. Cassian, she suddenly froze on a small bridge. Her dress was yanked backward by an invisible force. There was no wind, no one behind her. Yet she could not move forward, and her friends ran home screaming. It was only after a blessing from the Bishop of Rovigo that the grip loosened, though it did not disappear completely. Maria could pray again. She could attend Mass. But her body began to waste away, as if something unseen was slowly consuming her from within. In January of 1942, Maria believed she had only days left to live. She confessed her sins, she received the Eucharist, and then the suffering intensified. For 3 days, her cries filled the house. She called out to Jesus, to Mary, to every saint in heaven, and at the dawn of the fourth day, the darkness finally broke. She was healed. But Maria's story does not begin with terror. It begins with abandonment and grace. She was born in 1924, an unwanted child. Her father refused her. No surname was given. But God placed a guardian in her life, her grandmother, who taught her how to pray, how to trust, and how to love God in silence. As a child, Maria fell gravely ill with meningitis. Her mother lay close to death. Preparing for First Communion, Maria was told to ask Jesus for one wish. She asked not for herself, but for her mother's life. Her mother recovered completely. On the day of her first Holy Communion, Maria wrote with joy, "My little heart carries Eucharistic Jesus." There was no food at home that day, but she said she had never been happier. Then came the years of suffering. From 1940 onward, strange afflictions returned. She could not bear holy places. Her body began to fail. Blood, sweat, pneumonia, heart disease, endless pain. Doctors had no answers. Maria offered it all to Jesus, and Jesus came. On Holy Thursday of 1942, he appeared to her. He placed 3 rings in her hands, symbols of the Trinity, each marked with 5 rubies, the wounds of his passion. He promised her light, understanding, and conversion for her family, but the cross was not finished. She was mocked, ridiculed, called a fraud even by clergy. In 1948, she was brutally attacked, beaten, bound, and left bleeding in the snow. Even then, she forgave. In the final years, her suffering deepened. Blindness, arthritis, illness, and then, the wounds. In 1954, a wound appeared on her hand, then her feet, and on Good Friday, at exactly 3 in the afternoon, the wound in her side appeared. The devil had tried to claim her, but Christ had already chosen her. Blessed Maria Bolognesi reminds us, darkness is real, but it never has the final word. When the soul clings to Jesus, even hell must retreat.